that brings us to item 5. Am I correct? Mm-hmm. All right. The board will now adjourn into closed session to take up the items listed under items 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And with that, we'll adjourn to closed session in the conference room, and we'll come. All right. Let's call our meeting back to order at 10:55 a.m. The board is returning to open session from closed session, and at this time I will report out from closed session. The board met in closed session under item 5 to consider disability applications for service-connected disabilities. I'm going to report out separately on each item. With respect to Judon Cherry, the board determined to grant a service-connected disability in this item on an 8-1 vote. Board member Samson Wong did not participate in the vote and was not present during the discussion on this item. He recused based on awareness of the applicant and facts pertinent to the application. So on this item, the board vote was 9-0. The ayes were Anderson, Chibatarev, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Mirzwa, Phillips, and Finley. There were no nays. Regarding the application of Nicole Cook for service-connected disability, the board approved this item on a 9-0 vote. The ayes were Anderson, Chibatarev, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Mirzwa, Phillips, and Finley. For Daniel McClellan, for a service-connected disability, this matter was approved on a 9-0 vote of the board. The ayes were Anderson, Chibatarev, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Mirzwa, Phillips, and Wong. With respect to the application of Shane Naveau for a service-connected disability, the board determined there was insufficient evidence to grant the application. The vote on that was 8-1. The vote is as follows. The ayes were Anderson, Chibatarev, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Mirzwa, Phillips, and the nay was Wong. Again, an 8-1 vote on that item. And on the fifth item for Kariba Stewart, for service-connected disability, this item was approved by the board on a 9-0 vote. The ayes were Anderson, Chibatarev, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Mirzwa, Phillips, and Finley. So that concludes the report out on the disability items under item 5. The board met in the closed session under item 6 to confer with the labor negotiators. There was no reportable action from that item. Item 7, the board met to confer with its labor negotiators. And there is no reportable action under that item. And the board met on items 8 and 9 to confer with legal counsel regarding a matter of potential litigation in one listed case, and there was no reportable action on either item. And I believe that concludes my report out. Madam General Counsel, have I covered the bases? Yes? All right, thank you. All right, with that,